back, Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. You know, probably the most asked question about taking care of your car today is the one about the oil change. The oil change and ultimately the oil filter. And it's a real big problem out there in that as manufacturers are increasing the oil drain intervals and constantly playing with when you're being told to change that oil. What about the oil filter, the poor little oil filter, the Rodney Dangerfield of the automobile that seems to get no respect? And we thought we would go to one of the industry's experts, Edward Covington. Edward is the Vice President of Quality Assurance at Affinia Global Filtration, and he's got all the answers about oil filters, and we're glad to have him back here on the Car Doctor. Edward, welcome aboard, sir, once again.
Thank you very much.
Synthetic oils, Edward. Let's start there. It's, you know, you look at synthetic oils because that is the premium of the marketplace when it comes to oil. And you say to yourself, and we all realize that under perfect conditions, synthetic oil can go further than conventional. In some cases, 7,000 miles or more. But what about that poor little oil filter? How does that longer oil change interval affect that oil filter?
Well, Ron, I think the first thing we need to understand is, from an oil filter's perspective, there's no such thing as perfect conditions. 100 miles on an in-town police cruiser is not 100 miles on the open highway, and the engine affects the oil. The real bottom line with the filter is, if it's constructed to go 7,000 miles, then the oil's got to go 7,000 miles as well. Once the oil breaks down, you end up with sludge and varnish, and that'll quickly plug a filter. And as we say, when the oil dies, the only filter big enough is a 5-gallon bucket, because the oil is the contaminant at that point in time.
So the best oil in the world still needs the best filter in the world, and we've got to be particular about what we're putting in the vehicle, because otherwise, if we do one without the other, we're really shooting ourselves in the foot.
That's right. The filter and the oil go hand in hand. So you've got to be able to withstand the temperatures, the acids, the oil conditions, the hot and the cold starts. The filter has to be able to withstand all of that, and it has to last longer than the oil. At the point the oil's gone, the filter's gone.
So, you know, the average consumer is going to go down to their local auto parts store or their local, you know, general giant chain store or whatever, and make an oil filter purchase. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't see the inside. How do they decide? What's their need to know? What's their takeaway from this?
Well, the first thing I would always suggest is go to where you buy your filter, go to a supplier or an organization that is reputable and it carries a reputable name brand product, a brand that stood the test of time. And then you have to start to figure out, how do you drive? How do you change your oil? If you're going to do a 3,000 to 5,000 mile oil change, a conventional filter is fine. If you're going to go the OE drain interval, you need one that would perform that limits. And if you're going to have one in severe or harsh conditions where you've got premature oil breakdown, you've got to find a filter that's rated for those conditions.
So without doing one, you can't do the other.
Correct.
Now, the story goes, and we've talked about this, and I'm going to say it's a myth because I still have yet to get a 100% solid answer. We've talked about this here on the Car Doctor, that there is no such thing as a 10,000 mile or more filter. Fact or fiction, Edward?
Well, a 10,000 mile filter is both fact and fiction. If you take the older vehicles on the street today, and there's 247 million of them, most of them made more than 11 years ago, the engines and the oils and the filters are designed for less than 10,000 miles. If you look at some of these new high oil sumps, the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 quart oil sumps, you got twice the oil. There are filters today that on those applications with the correct oil will go 10,000 miles. However, as those engines age, they get past 10 years or 150,000 miles. What you run into is the oils break down quicker because the engines are not as healthy as they once were. And so the bottom line is, if you've got a small oil sump, an older engine, a higher mileage engine, if your traffic makes the evening news, 10,000 miles is generally not recommended.
And isn't it true, and I've run across this in the last 2 years, and it seems to be becoming more and more predominant, as the oil change interval goes out further, you get past, it seems, 3,000 to 4,000, maybe 5,000 miles, regardless of oil and filter, you've got to start checking that oil level, because we're seeing more cases in certain applications where the vehicle is starting to consume oil, and then that becomes an issue.
That's probably the untold story. When you get into oil volatilization or the oil burns off, more people have issues in extended drains because they're 1, 2, 3 quarts low, and now the oil can't cool or lubricate as it needs to, even though you want to drive it a longer period of time. In the tail end of that oil drain, you're actually doing yourself a disservice.
Right. Ed, I want to buy a 10,000-mile oil filter. I'm going to change my oil every 10,000 miles. If it exists, what's different about it? Where am I going to find it? And if it doesn't, what's preventing it from being created?
Well, there are some filters that are designed to go 10,000 miles in specific engines with specific oils. Not all filters will go 10,000, but for those that do, you generally see synthetic wire-backed media that can handle the time, temperatures, acids, moistures, that kind of thing. You generally have a filter with a different gasket seal that's designed to stay flexible at cold starts. It doesn't harden for the long times and temperatures. It can handle the pressures and the chemical byproducts. For spin-on filters, always recommend the silicone anti-drain back valve for those longer things. Again, if the oil doesn't make it 10,000 miles, the filter's not going to make it. But you want to find one that's rated for the vehicle manufacturer's drain interval, whether it's time or mileage, and then the conditions in which you drive.
Ed, before we go real quick, cartridge style versus screw-on filters. Does one extend the longevity of the filter over the other?
If the basic filter element is the same size and you use the same materials, one is not longer or shorter than the other. They both basically provide a convenience of whether you want to change the filter out from the bottom or the top of the engine. Life on filters, no matter cartridge or spin-ons, are, again, back to oil quality and oil sump and engine design and how you drive.
So maybe we'll sum it up like this. When you're buying an oil filter, you really do get what you pay for, and whether you can see it or not, you've got to read the box and trust the company.
That's exactly right. A company that stood the test of time.
Right. It's all about the engineering they put in that box. Edward, where can the listeners go for more information?
Wix Filters, you can go to wixgarage.com/select or call our factory-trained filter representatives.
Perfect. Edward, we look forward to having you again. It's always fun, and we appreciate you taking the time today. You have a good day.
Thank you very much, Ron.
You're listening to Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor, and we are back right after this. Don't go away.